morning, Tim.
How you doing today?
Good, doing good. On my way to the house.
Man, good deal. Good deal. So the guy been running on time lately?
And early this morning. I left the drop at 12:45, and I drug my feet, and I still got done before 5 o'clock.
And good deal. Yeah, a little extra time there with the radio this morning then, huh?
Right on the nail, Ed.
Going on this week, anything good?
I have nothing major planned. Wife's got vacation Bible school this week. She's one of the teachers, so I won't see her till sometime around 9 o'clock. Well, she won't be home till sometime around 9 o'clock at night, so, and I'll be in bed asleep.
After that, looks like we got another hot week ahead, too.
Be surprised. I'll go out early this morning and missed everything down in the greenhouse, and I'll do it again this afternoon. I just missed them down just enough to make them think they got good heavy dew, and I tell you what, they are growing like crazy.
Roger that, man, that's great. Yeah, our little garden is taking off. My green beans, man, I can't hardly keep up with them. They're coming out every which way. Every time you turn around, there's more of them coming out. So those things are doing real good. Tomatoes are off to a slow start, but I got a few starting to turn color now.
I'm a fan of picking green beans. I used to have to do that growing up, and I'd do my best to pick them. Then my mama come back in behind me and get another bag full or two, and then she'd stand there and fuss at me.
So, you know, I picked a gallon bag size yesterday, loaded full, then I turned around, thought I had them all, and there they are looking at me still on the plant, thinking, man, how in the world did I miss all them?
My problem was that I'm partially colorblind, and that's probably the reason why they just blended in and I just couldn't see them.
The seed not being colorblind, then you throw that on it, and yeah, I could see that being super easy to miss them.
I was partially colorblind until I took the physical to go to work, cotton mill, and that's when they told you you're partially colorblind, because I could read both charts with no problem.
Garden tower things. I think that's actually what it's called, is the garden tower. It's like a cylindrical tower that's a composter and everything all together. It's got like little cutouts and stuff, so you can put like 50 plants on this thing, and it, you know, it takes up like 4 cubic feet of space. It's a pretty neat little deal. I'm thinking about getting one.
Never seen one of those, but if you get one, you have to send me some pictures and let me know what you think of it.
Family friends of ours that have one. That's where I saw it the first time, and that thing was neat as all get out. It's got a tube down the middle where you drop your compost and stuff in there, and then you put your worms in there, and they can crawl throughout the whole thing with the plants and everything. It's somebody's put their thinking cap on for trying to help people grow stuff when they got space confinements.
Again, to that does sound like that might be fun to play with. They probably designed that thing for strawberry plants.
They got a little story thing on their website of how they got going. It's pretty interesting to read through that. But they got their thinking caps on with that one. I'm looking at getting one or two of those. And this all this, I'm tired of this working on the ground stuff. I like to move some of my stuff upwards. So I think I'll do some raised bed stuff next year.
Don't blame you one bit. Well, I'm here at the house. You have a good one. Have a safe trip in. Tell everybody this morning I said hello. And send 7-3. So, KM4 and AP will be clear on your final.
You have a good one today. I'm just about rolling up anyway. So 7-3 is T. Hopefully we'll catch up with you soon. KK4 POT.